Firstly, I would like to thank the Lord that I have a testimony to give. And I would like to start by sharing a verse that Paul shared with Timothy, and it's been quoted quite a few nights during the mission. And that I can honestly say it sums up my life. It says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." For those of you that don't know me, my name is Andrew Gibson, and I'm from the town of Portrush. I am one of four boys in my house, and we went along to the local primary school, Portrush Primary. We also went along to Corian Free Presbyterian Church. My parents were both saved Christian parents who took us to every meeting possible. We were at the Sunday school, we went to the morning and evening services, and any missions that were on, we were always in attendance. And from a young age that I can ever remember, I remember my need of salvation. I always knew that it didn't matter what church I attended, it didn't matter if my parents were saved, and it didn't matter how good a life I lived, I knew that I still needed to be saved. As I got older, I began to lose interest in the things of the Bible. I wanted to be like all my friends at school, go and play on a Sunday rather than go to church. I left Portrush Primary and went to Dunluce, and at that stage of my life, I remember being in Sunday school and in Jean Watson's class and knowing my need of salvation and making a profession. But it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, about many saying, "Lord, Lord," but the Lord responding to them, "Depart from me, I never knew you." You see, I knew that there was a real difference in making a profession and having real possession. And I knew deep down that I was only making a profession to keep my mum and dad happy. If any of you were out last week, you'd have heard the testimony of my younger brother, Peter, and how he was saved at the age of 8. But unfortunately, I cannot say that this was the same for me. I went to Dunluce, and gradually I started to dislike the things of God, making excuses to miss meetings, and that never really worked with my parents. That was until I got my driving license. It was then that the devil got a real hold of my life. I began to taste alcohol and began smoking at the age of 17. I then started to run into the things of the world with my friends. The local places like Kelly's and Tracks nightclub here in the town. All the time I was aware that the people in church were praying for me. And I just thought I was a young boy and I was just going to have a good time. But the devil always takes you further than you want to go. And I lived this lifestyle for about 3 or 4 years. And I remember going to a mission in Macrophilt one night, and the speaker was Roger Higginson. And I think he was at Bible College at the time. And I remember falling into deep conviction of the way I was living my life. I knew if I died in my sin where I was for. And I wrestled with this conviction for many months until the Lord spoke to me one night when I was in the car just myself. And I gave my life to the Lord. And I asked him to take away my sins and for forgiveness for everything I had done. And he did. As it says in 1 John 1 and the verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." From then, I have let the Lord down many times, but I thank God that I have no desires of the things of the world. I've been involved in the Lord's work, and I love doing the things for the Lord and for the church. And you may ask, "Andrew, how did you stop all those things that you used to do? And how do you know what you're doing is right now?" And I say, by reading the Bible. And there's a verse from a song that really sums it up, and it says, "The Bible stands like a rock undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with a light sublime." The Bible has guided me through my Christian life up until this very moment. Since the Lord has saved me, he has kept me, he has directed me into the Sunday school work, youth work, and he has provided me with a godly Christian wife and Christian friends, and has led me into an outreach team in Ballymoney Town on a Saturday night. There we meet with many young and old who have the same interests that I once had. We try to speak to them about the things of God and tell them their need of salvation. Before I sit down, can I ask you one thing? Have you a testimony? And will the Lord respond on that day of judgment? Depart from me, I never knew ye. And the final verse of that song that I quoted there, it says, the Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone, I expect to live it and to prove and to make it mine. Thank you.